But I need to do something. I need to do something. I need to do something. Because you see, I've come to understand some truths in these latter days. No, musicians don't play. I've learned to do something. I've learned something about worshiping the Lord. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. But I came to understand something, my brother, that everybody can't worship him. Because the Lord declared to the woman at the well that God is looking for a certain type of worshiper. Those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. So that implies to me that praise may not be spiritual. Only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful. For there's no Don't play. Who is faithful ever true? All my love, my heart, my life, he's a testimony. Cause only you are holy, Lord. Only you. Only you are wonderful, only you are wonderful. One more time, only you are wonderful, only you are wonderful. For there's no one else like you.
Like you.
Praise, glory, and honor. Praise, glory, and honor. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. Yahweh Mekadesh, the God that sanctifies. El Shaddai. Yeah, it is. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Today, I hear the Lord saying, lean on me when you're not strong. And I'll be your strength.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Allow me to give honor now because I have to go to the Word. But I want to take this opportunity to say to Mother and Father, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You didn't come here on your own, but you're here because of the Lord. And we want to thank God for your gift to Venice, California. From the theme, if you'll allow me, I have a couple of scriptures to read. And from the theme, I would like to begin at verse 1 of chapter 2, where it says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with the excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." Somebody say the testimony. "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom." It wasn't natural. "But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Somebody say the power of God. One more scripture, if you will. I need a witness, because you see, sometimes you read a passage of scripture and you're told as a theologian, if you don't have a witness, you could be adding something.
But I
have to have a witness, you see, because if I have a witness, you can't argue with the witness, because out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the word is established. And so then there will be no controversy on this thought.
Come on.
I'll do that, Lord. I heard you. I heard you. Zechariah chapter 4 says, in verse 5, "The angel who talked with me answered and said to me, 'Do you know what these are?' I said, 'No, my Lord.' So he answered and said to me, 'This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.'"
Yeah.
"It's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts," and if the Hebrew tongue, "the Lord of Sabaoth," Yahweh of Sabaoth. "Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. He shall bring forth the capstones." "With the shouts," somebody say shouts.
Grace.
"To it." I want to pause, if you will, and if I don't go any further, let somebody say, "It's not by might."
Not by might.
Not by your power, but by his Spirit. Somebody say, "Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
you're welcome in this place." I won't be before you long, but you'll have to work with me here, because I didn't come to you with an excellence of speech.
Yeah.
I have attended seminary and I have several degrees, but I'm still a student.
Yeah.
Because I'm a student of the faith. When you stop being a student, you stop being productive.
Yeah.
Well,
your discipleship makes your sanctification stand out. As saints of God, see, don't folks don't want to be called saints because you mean you got to live something. But I want to let you know, you're not going to die and become a saint. I got some saints sitting up here with me. Seeing that we're encompassed about by so great a crowd of witnesses. I want you to be encouraged that you can run this race with patience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what I begin to understand, that you can't come to Venice, California or Santa Monica, California and stay unless you got some help.
Come on, preacher.
But I'm about to drop a bomb on you. God's getting ready to make a swift move on the non-productive. Because this thing has been a long time engulfed in intellectual giants and spiritual midgets.
Come on.
We won't pray for folks because we don't know whether God's going to do anything about it.
Come on.
We stand in the pulpit and we're convicted by the word that we read because we know we're not living nothing.
Come on. We're
on the front row as deacons and we don't pray like we used to.
Come on.
We find us everywhere but where we should be. The women are not praying like, I'm going to help somebody in a moment. Mothers are not being mothers anymore. And then the Bible tells me that when the Spirit of the Holy Ghost moves, He'll restore the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody or not, but a lot of your children have left home. A lot of your children are displaced. A lot of parents are disconnected, but I want to help you. There's help in the city. Somebody say power.
Take your time.
Let me regress. I'm only going to be a few more minutes.
Good.
You see, the letter killeth.
Yeah. Come on, take.
I said the letter killeth.
Yeah.
But the spirit maketh. And you know, for a long time, I understand the context of that the way it was taught. But I've come to find out there are so many people that are so intellectual. They can't get a breakthrough.
Come on. Yeah.
I think I'll be calm for a moment.
Come on. Come on. Hey, Junior.
We're so intelligent, we have intellected ourselves out of the presence of God.
Yeah. Come on.
We have become so engaged with what our information will allow us to have instead of the revelation that would cause us to live. You see, the first state of Adam was revelation.
That's right.
He walked in revelation. I wish somebody was walking with me this morning. And oh, by the way, you never have to worry about saying amen when Pastor Tate preaches.
Right.
Because I brought mine with me.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to tell you. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
No, because I got my amen with me.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen said it is so. I'm standing in a crowd of witnesses here. And can I tell you that I hear witness behind me right now? I don't hear this. Somebody said yes, amen.
Yeah.
You know how I know they say yes, amen? That's the way they live.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me
amen.
Think
about
that.
But Paul had to deal with these intellectual giants who were spiritual midgets.
Come on.
You, there's people you will even pastor and you will teach who think they've superseded you and passed you up. I went to school, I went to college, I got my degree, and you still mean as a junkyard dog. I don't want to talk to you. You're not delivered. You can't show me the way of power and life. I'll lay my religion down. If you can lay it down, you ain't got nothing. I didn't say that we didn't all have some shortcomings and some errors we still need to work on and some corners we need to shave, but you've been saved 30 years and you still cuss and you still fight and you still can't contain yourself. What kind of power do you have? I'm talking about resurrection power that got Jesus up out of the grave. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me can prosper and the gates of hell shrill. See, the watered down message is some challenge.
Yeah.
Amen. I told you I won't be before you, Lord, but I got to encourage my brother because sometimes when you preach the right thing, folk don't like
it.
They leave your congregation, they stop giving. But here's the sad part about it, if you don't live it, it don't have no power. When I speak to demons, they have to obey.
Yeah. Come on.
correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Mark 16 says, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yeah.
And he wasn't talking to preachers there. He was talking to believers.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. The preacher has to teach the believer how to walk in power. If I'm standing up in the pulpit complaining every Sunday, if I'm standing up in the pulpit doubting every Sunday, if I'm preaching to you a watered-down gospel, what kind of power you going to have? But I'm reminded, I don't care how you don't like to lift weights, and I still do on occasion.
Yeah.
But I was good. I bench pressed. I got up to 300 pounds.
All right.
And I could flat bench, and I could do my incline, and I thought I was, you know, you start looking like it after a while. You got about 700 sit-ups down on a regular basis, and you can run a mile, and you think you're somebody. But the Lord told me, he said, slow your roll. I don't need your strength.
Yeah.
Because it's not by your power.
Yeah, come on.
Not by your power. And then he had to remind me of something. And I don't care how much money you got in your pocket.
Come on, Tay.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care what color you are.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, did you make me do that?
Come on.
Yeah. I don't care where you come from. Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, or sunny California. I was, by the way, born in sunny Venice. Build my church.